This is the Home Health Revealed podcast. Hear stories from real industry leaders discussing topics affecting the ever-changing industries of home health, hospice, and palliative care.
What's up, podcast family? Welcome back to another exciting episode of Home Health Revealed. I'm your host, Mike Greenlee, joined as always by my fabulous co-host, Hannah Vale. Hannah, what's happening?
Hey there, Michael. I am doing great. Thanks for asking. I'm feeling energized and ready to dive in today's episode, but before we get started, I wanted to share a fun fact. Did you know that home healthcare agencies in the U.S. make over 7.6 million visits per week? That's a staggering number of people receiving care in the comfort of their own homes.
That's an impressive stat. There's no doubt about that. And speaking of home healthcare, we have an action-packed episode lined up for our listeners today. We'll be chatting with two experts in the field who are revolutionizing the way speech, language, and cognitive therapy is delivered to patients.
Absolutely. So our first guest, Vera, is the founder and CEO of Constant Therapy. Constant Therapy is a cutting-edge AI-powered platform that has delivered over 260 million personalized therapy exercises to patients. Their recent six-month pilot with Alara Caring, involving 115 patients, showed incredible results already. A 17% average increase in task accuracy, 54% improvement in task processing speed, and patients gained 9 extra hours per week performing therapeutic exercises independently at home.
And our second guest, Mark Sally, is the Regional Vice President of Innovation and Rehab Solutions at Alara Caring, a leading home care provider employing 26,000 caregivers and conducting 1 million visits per month. Their clinicians saved 60 to 90 minutes per day based on a 6-patient caseload using Constant Therapy, increasing patient access to therapy.
I can't wait to tell our listeners more about their innovative partnership that's leveraging AI to improve patient outcomes and support these overstretched clinicians. But first, let's remind our listeners about our sponsor for the show. Michael, would you do the honors?
You better believe it, Hannah. Today's episode is brought to you by Velocity. Experience unrivaled reporting and real-time insight with sophisticated AI technology for managing your revenue cycle management.
That's enough from us. Get ready to dive into the fascinating world of AI, speech-driven technology, and cognitive therapy with our incredible guests, Vera and Mark, on Home Health Revealed.
Enjoy the show. Welcome to the Home Health Revealed podcast. So excited you guys had some time in your calendar to visit with us, and really excited to hear more about your guys' partnership. But before we dive into the partnership, can each one of you take just a few minutes and tell us a little bit about yourself and your role with Alara Caring, as well as Constant Therapy, and give just a brief overview of your guys' company?
Sure, I'll go first. Michael, thank you for having us today. My name is Mark Sally. I'm the Regional Vice President of Innovation and Rehab Solutions at Alara Caring. Alara Caring has been around since 2018, when we brought together three large regional home care leaders in the Midwest, the Northeast, and the South. We're in 17 different states, and Alara Caring provides skilled home health services to using nurses, home health aides, physical therapists, occupational therapists, speech therapists, which we're talking about today, and our social workers. Alara Caring also provides behavioral health services, hospice and palliative care, and personal care services. We employ 26,000 caregivers, and we do about 1 million visits a month in the community.
Great. Great.
Thanks for having me on. I'm Vera Anantha with Constant Therapy. We are a Boston-based company that's focused on delivering speech and cognitive therapy using AI. And we've now delivered over 260 million exercises through our platform. Excited to talk about the partnership here with Mark and Alara Caring in terms of what we're doing in home health specifically. I'm the founder and CEO of the company, and we've been building the technology as well as the platform for a few years now, with a focus on really enabling care to patients at large scale. We'll talk about more further today, it's true across the healthcare industry, there's really a shortage of clinicians to deliver the type of care that we all need and deserve. And for patients who have had a stroke or a brain injury or other types of neurological disorders, that lack of the shortage of clinicians really is even more acute, and that's where constant therapy comes in. We really are enabling patients to get a lot more therapy than was otherwise possible, and are able to do that very cost effectively and in a way that can be measured so that patients can achieve the kind of outcomes that we all want to see happen.
Yeah, innovation is really critical in this industry because this industry is always changing. And I think this is one of the best industries you could work in because, I mean, at the end of the day, people care about people. And partnerships are important to that, really, to give great patient care. So tell me a little bit about what prompted this partnership and what were you looking to solve?
Well, Vera, you hit the nail on the head as far as what is the biggest challenge we have in healthcare, and that is staffing. Home care is no different. If not, it is even more difficult. Our lack of ability to find enough skilled, qualified clinicians is very apparent. And I don't see that going away anytime soon. So at Alara Caring, we're trying to find innovative solutions to maximize the effectiveness of each visit that we do. And I think that constant therapy fits really nicely into that challenge.
Yeah, how'd you guys connect?
Yeah, maybe I can take a quick stab at that, and Mark, you can expand on it. So we so constant therapy's platform has been widely used currently by patients as well as several clinicians. Some of them are on Mark's staff. Are really big proponents of using this kind of technology to really enable better patient care, and some of those clinicians have been really the driving force behind this partnership as well as this connection that was made between Alara Caring and us, because they knew the technology, they knew the value of the program as well as the evidence behind it. And because of the research that's been done over the years, some of the clinicians have really taken that to the next level with this relationship.
Yeah. So tell me about the significance of the partnership.
I wanted to elaborate just slightly on what Vera was just saying. I'm a physical therapist by background, and I've been looking for technology to help augment what we do in home care for some time, but patients weren't ready for it 10 years ago, 20 years ago. But after COVID, I think it changed a lot of the healthcare environment, and a lot of our patients were more connected to technology use because during COVID, that was a main way that they kept in touch with their family. So I think it helped to spark more of us to want to jump into using and integrating technology into what we do as clinicians. And yes, we had an advocate within Alara Caring who had used constant therapy in the past. He connected Vera and I together, and we had many, many, many robust conversations about how could constant therapy help our caregivers, specifically our speech therapists, to address the needs of our patients in the home. Your question that you asked was about the significance of our partnership.
Yeah.
And, this is a big step forward for our speech language pathologists. In healthcare and in home care, nurses are our biggest numbers, right? And everybody focuses on our nursing team. And the smallest of our groups is truly our speech therapists. There just are not enough speech therapists around the whole country, and certainly in home care, that we don't have enough to meet the needs of our patients the way that they would like to. So I think it's wonderful that we are at Alara Caring with Vera and Constant Therapy are able to offer this wonderful technology to them. And it's a huge step forward to help them improve the care that they're providing to their patients. It gives them one more tool in their toolbox that they can pull out when it's appropriate to use with their patients. My hope is that constant therapy helps us to bridge the gap between when our patients move from the acute care setting to the rehab setting, into the home care setting. And I hope that together we'll be able to implement constant therapy in those three settings so that once they come home, they're already used to this system, that we can then improve their outcomes that much better.
Yeah, I'm excited because, you know, Hannah, we're getting ready to dive into the AI-driven therapy. He says, you know, for the first, you know, couple questions, you know, now we know them. Now let's get to the meat and potatoes of right. this bad boy and how this sucker works.
I'm excited to explore how this AI-driven therapy works because I think AI is all the buzz right now. And so helping us understand what exactly it does is going to be key here. So Vera, I'd like to direct this question to you. Can you explain how AI-driven speech, language, and cognitive therapy works? And then what are those key benefits compared to a traditional therapy?
Great question. And, you know, before we answer that question, it's important to set the stage where, you know, what would be ideal for the patient, if you think about it from a therapy standpoint, would be if they actually had an expert clinician with them at all times, which is, you know, oftentimes for many days of the week, for several hours of the week, and then that continues on for a long time. That would be ideal. That would be the ideal situation. Unfortunately, that's not what the reality is. So what AI-driven therapy attempts to do, and we're doing a pretty good job of it right now, is to get to that state where you feel like you have that expert clinician with you at all times. And the way it works is that, and the reason I bring up the clinician is there is several components that we have in the constant therapy system that is critical to making the AI work. And one of those key components is that clinician input. And that clinic, you know, think about that clinician who actually knows the patient and is able to modulate that care, but is actually not there with the patient at all times. So the way our system works is the clinician is able to set the patient up, get them going using our platform. The AI learns from that and fills in the gap in between when between those sessions. And as the clinician modulates their care or modifies the program as they see fit, the AI learns from that. So in between, it's filling the gap. Think of and when the clinician is available, it's learning from that and enabling the clinician to succeed even better. Now the program, you know, the way it personalizes the therapy to each individual. So it's really personalizing the therapy to each individual patient. And the way it does that is a couple of different aspects. One is, as I said, the clinician's input is important, but they're not there most of the time. The second piece is the it's using the data. As I mentioned when we did the intros, we have now over 260 million exercises that have been delivered through the platform and growing. And if you think about that from a scientific evidence generation standpoint, the amount of data we have about different types of patients, you know, a mild stroke patient versus a severe stroke patient versus a TBI patient, the number of patients in each one of those cohorts is very, very large. It's in the thousands. And because of that, we are able to tailor therapies that are appropriate for the patient based on what their performance is relative to other people like them in their rehab journey. And as that amount of data grows, so does our the capability of our AI increase. So we use performance data. That is, we look at the performance of each patient relative to how they themselves are doing, meaning how they're improving, and also compare to other people like them to be able to determine what the right kind of therapy is to deliver to the patient.
Now, you mentioned you had how many memories, or what would you call that?
Yeah. So we have, there are two sort of key numbers. One is the number of patients who have, you know, gone through the programs. I think that number right now is over 600,000 patients who have mm-hmm. gone through the program. The other is the amount of exercises they have done within the platform, which is in the range of about 260 million exercises. So that amount of data is really what is driving that AI.
Yeah, it seems like that'd take a while to get that much data. That's all.
So Vera, how does Constant Therapy, the platform, personalize that therapy for each patient then?
Yeah, so as I was saying, what it's doing is once the patient is has been set up by their clinician or they get going on their own, we either do an assessment within the platform that determines where they should start off within the program. We give them a few set of questions that determine that. And the clinician, if the clinician is involved in that process, they can really curate that much better than any AI can. But we start off with that. And then based on that assessment, we then know where to start them off. And as they do exercises, so for example, let's say they're reading, the patient is having difficulty reading letters, we would have exercises, evidence-based exercises that help them to read letters. But as they improve, the program will automatically migrate them to being able to read words and sentences and so on, so that they can get better at the reading skill or the reading domain. And that progress, the way that we advance them or maintain their program is really determined by their performance. There are some objective measures, like, you know, how fast they're doing the exercises, how consistent are they, what is their accuracy. Those are the types of measures we collect, and they're very objective. And we compare that against other people like them in terms of where they should be at that point in their journey. And then that's how we determine what is the right kind of exercise to give them at any given time.
It's very fascinating. Now, Mark, can you give some examples of this personalization through some patient stories?
Sure. And Vera, I really appreciate the way you started that whole conversation to say that if we could get the clinician in the home 7 days a week, they would obviously, you know, that would be the ideal. But the world just doesn't work that way. And so to have a system like this that sets up a specificity to the patient is critical, and I think it helps to drive a quicker recovery. From a patient, from an examples perspective, Vera and I, we meet on a weekly basis with our clinicians who are involved right now in constant therapy. And when we're meeting with them, you know, we're trying to answer their questions as to what their challenges are. But invariably, what comes out are these patient-specific stories. And one that does come to mind was a retired professional, and he was in his 60s, and he suffered a stroke. That for him, that stroke meant it was all his speech that was causing his deficits. And we introduced him to constant therapy, and right away he embraced the technology. He used it religiously, and I think that's key here, right? That the more that they go in on their own when our clinicians aren't there, gives them that, as Vera was saying, that almost daily, like having a clinician there with them in the home, and the AI is learning as the patient is getting better, and making things harder so that they recover quicker. We know in healthcare that stroke patients, time is of the essence. They will get the most amount of recovery in a very short amount of time. So the more we can give them in the beginning, the better. This particular patient, at the end of his plan of care, said that constant therapy truly changed his life. It gave him the ability to take charge, take control. He was a professional, and he had lost control going through the healthcare system. Everybody's doing everything for him. Constant therapy gave him that ability to go in as often as he wanted to, and I think that he benefited the most from it.
I just want to stop on that story, because I think that's so important, because what you've actually done goes a step beyond just technology in giving that patient a level of dignity back. Yeah. And so that was actually a very touching story. Thank you for sharing. If I can just add to that,
what you just said, you know, one of the things that we don't often think about is when someone has had an event like a stroke or, you know, diagnosis of dementia and so on, they not only are they affected by it, but their family members, if they're actually, you know, if they've got a spouse or kids who are trying to take care of them, significant impact. And all of us, I'm sure, have personal, you know, stories about that in our own families. And one of the things we hear consistently from our, when patients call us or caregivers call us, their family members call us, one of the things we also hear is how actually the, not only the patient feels that dignity and independence, like Mark was saying, it also goes beyond that in terms of the caregivers, meaning their family members, get time. You know, they say things like, you know, they can now go to grocery shopping because, you know, the patient has gained a little bit more independence and doesn't need to have the caregiver with them at all times. That is very significant and very equally important.
Well, it really ties into our last segment, which is, you know, the impact of the patients and the clinicians. So can you provide like a real world impact of how this AI therapy has helped patient outcomes? Because right, outcomes is critically important, right? We all want great outcomes. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, and at Alara Hearing, we did do a pilot for some time where we just had just a few therapists utilizing the system. We just rolled this out in April, and I think we have actively using the system 15 speech-language pathologists. In April, we had 33 active patients using the system. So when I compare those numbers to what Vera was just saying of the volume that have been using it over the years that they've been developing this technology, we're infants in this. However, month over month, we're looking to double the number of speech therapists in the next 2 months using the system, which means that we can expand this to even more patients. But we know that from the research from Vera that there are dramatically higher performance improvements from patients who embrace that technology and use it independently. So that's our focus right now, is to have our speech therapists set our patients up, get them started at the right level, and have the technology continue to progress the patient along on a as often as possible basis, making sure the patients understand the more that they use the system, the better it will help them to improve.
Yeah, and you mentioned the patient side, but also concerns with agencies on the clinician side too, right? So how is constant therapy impacting clinicians, and what benefits are they seeing thus far?
Well, so I started off by saying that staffing is our biggest challenge, and so whenever we can provide more to our clinicians, you know, our hope is that they will embrace it and appreciate it, and at that point be encouraged to continue with our company, Alara Caring. The speech therapist using it now, one quote that we got was that constant therapy is a game changer. They're excited that they do not have to use paper handouts anymore, right? The old-fashioned paper that we would give was very static. Right. If once they did their homework, that was it. They're done. And they just have to wait until the speech therapist comes back again. And it doesn't change on its own. So removing the paper and having it through technology, our clinicians see the huge benefit in that. And from the clinician's perspective, what they're saying is that they're able to actually look at their patients from afar. They can go into the constant therapy system and see where are their patients at? How often are they using the system, and are they progressing even before they get face-to-face with that patient? And finally, when you're getting ready to go treat a patient, you have to, in your mind, think about, what am I going to work on today? Constant therapy helps the clinicians to set up that treatment plan. So this is a huge time savings. And so our hope is that it improves the job satisfaction and with that employee retention.
Oh, that's so good. And I know you mentioned it doesn't just impact the patient and the clinician, it also impacts families. So what has the response been from families and other caregivers with the use of constant therapy?
In home health, we do send surveys out. And it's required by CMS that we send these surveys. And as we receive them, right, going forward, because we just started this in April, the May surveys just went out on May 10th. Our hope is that we're going to actually see the word constant therapy in those surveys. It's a lot of questions where they're filling in the blanks, but at the very end, there's the opportunity for the patient and some families fill it out. It gives them an opportunity to write in some of their comments. And we get wonderful comments in those surveys. And I'm looking forward to seeing something that mentions constant therapy. And I'll be bringing that to Vera as soon as I do.
Yeah, Mark, real fast, you guys got a lot of clinicians out in the field. Was there any worry or stress about, anytime you implement new technology, there can be the adapting to that new technology. Did you guys decide to slow roll through and add people slowly to this to get more, buy-in? Or was your team ready to rock and roll from day one when you introduced the constant therapy to them?
Well, myself, I've been interested in introducing technology into what I do as a clinician for a very long time. But what I've learned over the years is that people are very comfortable doing it the way they've always been doing it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the same for, healthcare clinicians as it is for every other profession. So we knew ahead of time that this was not going to be an easy sell, even though we know how wonderful it is. It takes some time to get that buy-in. So I really appreciate the fact that Vera and his team spent so much time with us, slowly working our way through the pilot, identifying those clinicians that were really embracing the technology, and then using their voice rather than ours to help drive the change for the rest of their peers.
If I can add, one thing just to amplify what Mark is saying, one of the, we've worked with many organizations. I have to say that Elara Caring and, is one of the forward-thinking organizations, one of the best organizations we've worked with, because it's not, as Mark already said, change is always, not easy, even if it's something that we all want to do intellectually. It's change isn't easy to have happen in organizations, and they're really experts at it. It's not just, having spoken to Mark and over the last year or so, it's not just with constant therapy. We can see that with other technologies that they're rolling out. It's not easy to make that successful.
Yeah, for sure.
So Vera, what are constant therapy's plans to grow within the home health market?
As we are talking about Elara Caring, we expect, as Mark was pointing out, we just started the process of rolling it out. Elara has a very large network in the home health industry, and we expect that we will see growth within through the Elara Caring network within home health. The program is actually widely used both in inpatient settings, inpatient rehab, as well as outpatient settings, and independently by patients at home. What we really aim to do is to, and Mark mentioned this earlier, we aim to really bridge that continuity of care gap. Meaning, we want the we all want this. If one of our loved ones is going through this type of a incident, we'd want them to be really taken care of through the entire journey. And that journey doesn't end when the patient leaves the hospital. They get discharged; they still need this type of therapy. So within home health, we see that as a critical point of care where the patient needs to. That's one part of the continuity of care that where we expect to continue to grow with partnerships like with Elara Caring. And we're looking forward to really bridging that gap in the continuity of care.
What you two are doing is very, very unique and innovative and exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very, very exciting. I love the forward thinking of, you know, taking care of patients. And of course, you know, Mark, like you said, staffing's critical, right? And so the more technology you can bring into the workplace to show support and care for those that you know, are under your guys' roof, as well as for the patients, is fantastic.
So if somebody wants to get a hold of you, Vera or Mark, where can they reach you?
Probably my email address would be the best. msally@alara.com.
And for us, constant vera.ananta, that's vera.ananta@constanttherapy.com. Or you can reach us through our website. We have a really incredible customer success team. So if you go to the website and contact us, that'll make its way to me or to somebody else on our team.
Well, guys, I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to share this information with us and, of course, the listeners. Really appreciate it. This was fantastic.
Thank you for the opportunity.